Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. This is the origin story of renegade warrior Furiosa before her encounter and team up with Mad Max. In other words, this is a prequel to the 2015 Mad Max movie Fury Road, starring Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy. This film stars Anya Taylor-Joy as Furiosa. Chris Hemsworth plays the part of the villain, Dementis. And young Furiosa was played by Ayala Brown. She did a really good job of playing that part in the early years. The first 40 minutes focused on that character. If it was up to me, I think they could have shortened the film by cutting this part of the prequel down to about maybe 15 to 20 minutes instead of having it go on for 40 minutes until we introduce Anya Taylor-Joy's character, the fully grown Furiosa. I thought the first 40 minutes was interesting. Having said that, what happened was young Furiosa ends up being kidnapped from her home by this vicious biker gang, and young Furiosa's mom is battling to get her back, and she was in hot pursuit, and that ends up costing her life, which turns this film into a revenge flick, which is why this film, as well as Fury Road, were revenge flicks, because she wanted to avenge her mother, but then also she wanted to get back home, back to where she grew up in her early years. This film was released about a week ago. It had a budget of $168 million. It has grossed so far about $70 million worldwide, which makes it in effect a flop. And a lot of people are saying that the reason why this film is a flop, there's a couple of reasons. One is that not as many people are going to the movies, which is partially true. The other is that it was a Mad Max film without Mad Max in the film. The other is the whole issue that some people have with girl bosses or strong female character without a strong male lead as well. All of that may have played into why it wasn't drawing people into the theaters to watch it. But the reason why I don't think it has to do strictly with people just aren't going to the movies as much is because of how well Dune 2 did recently. Dune Part 2 has grossed over $700 million worldwide. So I know there's still a market for cinema and people do still like to go to the movies if there's something in their opinion that's worth watching. So in this film, as I said, the first 40 minutes were spent on young Furiosa, her mom trying to get her back, setting up that revenge theme in the movie. Furiosa ends up in the hands of Dementis, the main bad guy in the film played by Chris Hemsworth. She ends up escaping from him and going to a rival biker gang where she pretends like she's a boy and she ends up growing up into Anya Taylor-Joy. Furiosa really wanted to get even and she wanted revenge for Dementis killing her mother. That was the driving force for her to eventually get to where she was strong enough and bold enough to where she could go after him in a more successful manner than she could when she was a child. That's what this movie was about. I really enjoyed Furiosa. I thought it had really good action scenes. I really liked the cinematography, the set location. I liked the vehicles. I loved how they were able to put weapons and rig up these vehicles and motorcycles and how they could attack each other while they're driving 70 miles per hour down the desert. That's just kind of goes with the Mad Max theme. I really thought it was interesting. I didn't notice any of the flaws that other people have pointed out in terms of the CGI or anything like that. It never even occurred to me when I was watching this in the theater. I just enjoyed it for what it was. I thought it was very entertaining. I enjoyed it more than Dune Part 2. I think it's well worth a watch. And for all those reasons, I give Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, 5 stars. I highly recommend it. If you enjoyed this content, please take the time to hit the heart button on the blog page. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.